Hi, this is Cynthia, bringing you Citizen Z on Jamet.fm. On the show, myself and my lovely guests that I'll be bringing from time to time would be sharing with you on our cultural heritage as Africans. The good, the bad, and the not so great. So, if you, like me, and other members of my generation have had your Africanness or the lack of it questioned, then this show is for you. Welcome to this week's edition of Citizen Z. Africa, beautiful continent, amazing people, beautiful cultural practices, and of course, languages. But in this particular episode, I'd be looking into my home country, Nigeria. We'd be looking into a beauty, peculiarity, traditions, and also some not so great aspects of our culture, alongside the ideology of a seeming fade away of our cultural values as a people. Africa is a continent with over 50 countries, each of which have so many wonderful people, cultural practices and values, and of course, languages. And lest I forget, food. Yes, we have so many beautiful and amazing dishes in Africa as a whole. But then, like I said, I'll be sharing majorly on practices peculiar to Nigeria, comprised of between 250 to 400 ethnic groups. But 60% of her people belong to either one of these three main groups: the Yoruba, the Igbo, and the Hausa. Some Nigerian traditions are commonly practiced throughout the nation, while other customs are only practiced by a certain group of people. Plus, if we decide to deal with all of the cultural practices that exist in Africa, it'll be just too much to swim through. So let's just do Nigeria, yeah? Good. I'm going to start with number one on the list, festivals. Festivals are, they're more than just parties. They're more than just a gathering of people. It's quite the deal for us in Nigeria because there's dressing, there's food, there's music, there's dance. It's just amazing. I'm going to try to list out a few examples of festivals that exist in Nigeria. First, we have the New Yam Festival. This is mostly celebrated by the Igbo tribe of Nigeria. It's a festival where literally every person in that community or ethnic group throws out old yams. Every yam that existed in your barn before that festival gets thrown out. Why? Because they have a fresh harvest of fresh new yams. At this festival, yam-related meals are made, there's dance, there's music, there's lovely food. I mean, there's pounded yam, there's porridge, there's roasted yam. Definitely a kind of festival you want to be at if you love good food like me. Yeah, I said it. I love good food. Okay, we also have the Egungun Festival. This is peculiar to the Yoruba tribe of Nigeria. It's a festival that is dedicated to celebrating the dead. So basically, life doesn't just end for you when you die, according to the Yorubas, because even after you're dead, people still remember you and they still dedicate an entire festival to celebrating you. Isn't that awesome? I bet it is. All right, then. Very quickly, we're just going to move to the next cultural practice that we'll be discussing on the show today, and that's storytelling. Storytelling in Nigeria is quite the deal. It's not just a bunch of fictional stuff that you just go blah to. Because I remember particularly as a child going to the village for Christmas holidays, and one of the highlights of the entire visit for us was those evening period where we get to sit around grandma and we get to hear stories of the tortoise and how he was the wisest animal in the animal kingdom. You know, this storytelling was, it was more than just fun. It was a way to teach morals. It was a way to teach history. We would get to know about how, you know, like I remember one time my grandma would say that my grandfather used to plant okra in the morning and harvest it in the night. Don't ask me if that's true. But I mean, I got to know about that through storytelling. So it is a big, it's quite a big deal for us in Africa. Next is mode of dressing. Africa as a whole holds very highly and in very much high prestige mode of dressing. This is because you can pretty much tell the identity of a person from how they are dressed. In Nigeria, for example, the Igbo people wear what we call the Isiago. This is a shirt, mostly for the men, that is embroidered with the face of a lion. Just try to picture that, the face of a lion on a shirt. That is like the native dressing for the Igbos. And then they have this very special, colorful cap that they wear that is called the Okwago. Yes, the Okwago is worn sometimes with a feather attached to it. Try to picture that. See how daring the person looks. I mean, you have a feather in your head and then you have the face of a lion on your shirt. But that's the native dressing of the Igbos. I mean, you see that and you can tell that this is an Igbo person. For the Hausas, they wear what is called the Babangida. It's a long, flowing, gown-like shirt. It's also known as a jalamia, specific to their men. While their women wear what is called the abaya. The abaya is just a colorful wrapper that they tie around themselves. For the Yorubas, the men wear what is called the agbada. See this agbada that we are talking about. They wear it with pride. You know, people would say that you see a Yoruba guy, what we call Yoruba demons in Nigeria, walk into a room and you know he's wearing his agbada and he just does something that we call the 1500. Yeah, I should probably explain that. He just takes the left hand of his agbada and then, you know, just drops it over his shoulders very slowly, you know, with a lot of pride. The pride and the swag is the key thing in the agbada wearing. And for the ladies, we have typical Iro and Buba. But then the highlight of that dressing for the female is the gele. The gele is an attire that is tied around the head. It's usually made from a material called ashoke. You know, they just tie it around their head and it just makes them look very, very beautiful, very daring, like a typical Yoruba princess. All right, then very quickly, we're just going to move on along. Now, this particular cultural practice is, I don't know, for me, intriguing. It's the tribal marking. Now, take a minute to imagine your mother or mother-in-law comes visiting. Keep in mind, she's from Oyo State in Nigeria. She comes visiting, you leave your kids with her, go to work. And when you return, your kids come to the door as usual to say, welcome, mommy. And you see their faces slit with about 3 to 4 marks on the left and on the right cheek. No, seriously, just try to imagine. Imagine what. And you ask your mom, like, what's going on here? She's like, don't worry. This is how they will know that they are all your children and they are children of a big man. They are from wealthy home. Yes, it is a thing popular among the Oyo tribe in Nigeria. They put about 3 to 4 tribal marks on their faces and it is used to identify wealthy people. Crazy, right? I know. Also, this particular cultural practice that I'm about to mention, it's a funny one because, I mean, everybody has extended family, right? I mean, your uncles, your aunts, their extended families. Now, surprisingly, it is quite a big deal to us as Nigerians. You know how you get married and you want to have quiet family, just you, 2 children, all cool and simple. And then one mother-in-law is telling you, hey, we don't do that here. Oh. You marry my son, you marry the entire family. The idea of the extended family is quite the deal for us in Nigeria. You don't just get married and forget that everybody exists. So it's just you and your wife. We don't do that here. All right. Keep in mind. Next is weddings. Weddings. I think wedding, and I'm already thinking party jollof rice. Don't blame me. I'm very sure the average Nigerian thinks the same thing too. But much more than the food, weddings are quite the deal for us. The ceremony is a beauty to behold, and at the same time, it just really expresses our culture as a people. Because let me paint a picture at a Yoruba wedding. You know, we have these guys that I called earlier Yoruba demons coming with their white agbada, looking all peng and ready to slay. And while they're dancing with your friend, the groom, who has come to, in Yoruba word, bebefe, you know, come to marry a wife, come to, direct translation. So looking all peng and fine, they come in and they have to come before the elders and the groom, the parents of the bride. And they have to do something that is called the Idobale. It literally means bend down low, like go down flat on the ground. You hear that? With their whites ready to slay Agbada, they all lie down flat to pay homage, to show respect to the parents of the bride and all the elderly people around. It's a beautiful thing, trust me. I don't think they see it as punishment. Nobody should. It's part of our culture. It's the spice. I mean, it's just great. It's what we do. These are all very, very beautiful things. But very quickly, we're just going to go into some negative practices that exist in Nigeria too. Yes, we do have some cultural practices that are not exactly great. Most of them affect the health of women and children mostly. As a matter of fact, until recently, about 80% of births were carried out by traditional birth attendants. No medical doctor, no medical knowledge, nothing at all. Just probably the oldest woman in the family or in the community who people assume would have better experience because she has had children, you know, and they would help deliver a baby. And a lot of times it leads to maternal death and sometimes even infant death too. It's still, unfortunately, very much a thing in most parts of Nigeria. Another very negative is child marriage. This is mostly prevalent in the northern region of Nigeria. We still have young girls as young as 9 who get given out in marriage. It still happens. Yes, we very recently even had a case of a young girl that was given out in marriage and she protested and fought her way through. And it was a very, very intriguing story. It's unfortunately one of our cultural practices that I believe should definitely be brought to an end. Another one on the list is female genital mutilation. This phenomenon is erroneously known as female circumcision, and it is still very, very much a thing in most southern states of the country. This practice is one of the most awkward things that I have heard. I mean, because I'm like, female circumcision. I thought circumcision was about taking off the foreskin, you know, and it's usually something that is peculiar to the male. So when you say female circumcision, I'm wondering, are you taking off the foreskin? Because she doesn't even have Ernie. So what they're actually doing is cutting off some part of the female vagina. It's a painful experience to go through for the child or woman who undergoes it. And it is a practice that I really, really, really cannot wait to see the end of it. All right, that's as much cultural practices as we can take today. But very quickly, we're just going to look into a debate that has arisen over time. And it's a debate on how much decline there is over time in the maintenance of our traditions and cultural practices as a people. On one side of the divide, we have people of the older generation who believe that sticking to our ways is best. And on the other hand, we have people of the younger and future generation who believe that a good number of these cultural practices are just outdated and in most cases, outright harmful. This is quite the debate, one that we just might have on one episode of the show. But for today, it was just about listing and discussing the beauty and ugliness of our cultural practices as a people. In all, these cultural practices and tradition are what come together to make us who we are as a people. Good, bad, ugly, it's all a part of our identity, all a part of who we are. So, as I wrap it up, I'm just going to ask, are there some of these cultural practices that need to go? I'll say yes. Do we throw them all out? I don't think so. Would we lose our identity as a people if we do? Would we remain perceived as uncivilized if we don't? All of this and much more are what we will be discussing on consecutive episodes of Citizen Z. But right now, I have to go. So, if you know any cultural practices that I haven't mentioned, maybe some from your ethnic group, I'd like to hear them. Do leave a comment on any of our social media platforms at jamit.fm. Do not forget to use the hashtag CitizenZ. That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on the show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, leave a review over on iTunes. Thank you. I'm still your host, Cynthia Omo from Jamit.fm. Bye-bye.
Citizens League is produced by Cynthia Omo and Aiko Rizzo. This episode was edited and mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Citizen Z is a production of Jamit Media.